Before reflecting, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you now that the Word of God, through your Spirit, touch our hearts and minds. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Thanks to receiving us as a team now, the last several times I came, I was with Techi. She is enjoying with our granddaughter in Madrid and our son, our daughter-in-law there. So now we came with leaders, young leaders of our church in St. Andrews. So thank you, Rob, for receiving us. And it's for us just a privilege sharing with you. So thanks again. I would like to share something about resting. I am quite a hyperactive man. I promise that. Ask Techi, but she's far, but she will tell you that I am always rushing. So talking about resting sounds strange, but this is what I have learned. Last time we came to England, when we went back on the plane crossing the ocean, we were flying British Airways, that means nothing, but we were crossing the ocean and a terrible turbulence. And we remember at that moment the Air France plane that crashed in the ocean. And we were very worried about. But there were people just sleeping. You know, there are people who sleep wherever, but was not our case. We were quite stressed about what could happen. And I thought, is possible to rest in the middle of difficult circumstances? That was a good question. It's amazing reading the gospel. It's different to be in a turbulence, perhaps in a plane and be quiet. But Jesus is sleeping in a boat in the middle of the lake, Galilee Lake, sleeping. It's quite strange, that passage. But he was resting. The disciple needed to awaken him and say, you don't care? When we are in the middle of difficult circumstances, this is our question. You don't care? You are not worried, God, about my problems? What are you doing with them? This is why Psalm 84 is one of my favorite psalms. I read Psalm 84 years ago in the middle of circumstances we were facing in our diocese. And at that very moment, I was leading administration and other things on the diocese. And for several years, we needed to face very, very difficult moment that Rob knows about that. And in this psalm, there are several blessings, or bless those. And the psalms close with a blessing. By the way, this psalm was not written by King David. You know that different psalms were written by different people. In this case, the psalms of Korah wrote it. That means that the psalm was written during the time the people of Israel were crossing the desert. So it was not an easy time for them. And the Psalms is just a song of rest. The Psalm closes in verse 12 with, O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. One of the big challenges of life is to remain relying on God when we are in difficult moments. You remember Peter in another storm with Jesus. Peter was worried, like I was during the flight. And he asked Jesus, are you Jesus? Trying to seek his real identity to save them from a storm. And Jesus asked Peter, come, walk. In the meantime, he was walking. At one moment, he looked at the storm. That in this precise moment, a star going down the sea, drawing. This is what the first thing to be blessed is, to trust in God in every moment. And the psalm starts with this wonderful word, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints for the courts of the Lord. Relying in him is to keep in communion every day. Now, postmodern world try to teach that feeling and emotions are quite important. How do you feel is more important than how I act, or what is my willing or my thoughts, is how do you feel. But the important thing that is taught here is, never mind how do you feel, just rely on God. Keep in communion with him, looking for him every day in your ways. The second blessing, is happy, verse 4, happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. What about not only relying that he is doing the right work in the meantime we are struggling, but what about praising? No, this is not the moment to worship God. Sometimes we think, worship, okay, I worship on every Sunday at church, good song. And when we go out of the church, sometimes we say, the worship today was wonderful. The music is beautiful. The choir has been inspired. But the teaching here is that we need to learn to worship God every moment, in every circumstances, in every place, at the square, at the main street, wherever. We need to praise the Lord and to give thanks for the circumstances we are facing. And the final blessing is, happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also cover it with pool. Some versions, I am not sure, but I think that the new International Version translate Baca as a place of tears, as a place of suffering, as a place of difficulties. But what happened with people who trust on the Lord, they change, they transform. I call this the alchemia. You know the word alchemia? Is the in the past you could transform some metals on gold. This is alchemy. Alchemy is the word. Thank you, Rob, to help me with this translation. Alchemy. Transforming situations. And one important thing of the people who trust in Lord, they are able to transform circumstances. They transform a difficult place in a place of springs. Like Jesus says, or living water. That means not only to rely, not only to pray, but your attitude. Our attitude need to be of hope, of trust in Him, that His purpose is being fulfilled in our lives. So that's to rest. And I would like to finish mention Hebrews chapter 4. Perhaps you remember these verses in the book of Hebrews. I will read it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3, for we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, as in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. Thou his work were finished at the foundation of the world. For in one place it speaks about the 7 days as follows. And God rested on the 7th day from all his work. And again, in this place it says, they shall not enter my rest. Since, therefore, it remained open for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience. Again, he says a certain day, today, saying to David, much later in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So this is a quite a strong challenge. Not to rest, not to trust, not to rely in disobedience. We need to learn to trust. In the middle of whatever circumstances you were facing, just we need to learn that God is in control, working despite our feeling. God bless you and thank you. I would like to close with a short prayer, giving in our lives to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for your word. Thank because you are a reliable God. When the disciples were worried and you sleeping, you ask them, why are you so fearful? You don't believe. God, we go to you in this morning and we want to give in our lives to you, to yield our lives. Please be our Lord. And in the circumstances we were facing, please be our Lord. We want to rest on your work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.